وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. A reminder about the importance a Muslim, especially a husband, being easy and gentle with his wife. Mother being easy and gentle and kind with her kids. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِأَهْلِ الْبَيْتِ خَيْرًا أَدْخَلَ عَلَيْهِمُ الرِّفْقَ وَكَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. If Allah wants good for a family, He makes the easiness and gentleness enter to them. Meaning the father treats his children with easiness, with gentleness, not harshness. He, the husband, treated his wife with easiness, with gentleness. And the opposite is true. If the father is harsh to his children, he is very harsh, the man to his wife, the woman to her kids, and the like, that house is house of Jahim, house of really suffering and punishment. If you read the Quran and Sunnah, you find how good it is to be easy person, not to be a harsh person. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام ما كان الرفق في شيء إلا زانة وما كان العنف في شيء إلا شانة. The easiness and gentleness never be in something it makes better. Harshness never be in something it makes bad. This is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You may think it's yelling and screaming and fighting and cursing and all these fixed things. The religion says to you, no. Arifq, easiness, gentleness make things better. Harshness, harsh, make things worse. What else do you need to hear to tell you, to give you the right message? He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, man yuhramu al-rifqu, yuhramu al-khayru kulluhu. The one who doesn't have easiness has no good at all. La ilaha illallah. You have no good whatsoever if you are not easy. Man yuhramu al-rifqu, yuhramu al-khayru kulluhu. The one who, the khayr, the good, the easiness. What's rifq in English? Gentleness. The one who is prevented from the gentleness, all good is prevented from him. He has no good at all. You're praying, you're fasting, you make hajj, you have no good in you. No good in you. If you are not good. If you don't have rifq. No good in you. La khayra fiha. A woman who they relate to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that she fasts the day, she prays the night, she gives sadaqah, but she harm her neighbor with her tongue. Some neighbor, they talk about you. They talk about you. This is like that woman. But she does, mashallah, she fasts the Mondays and Thursdays, let alone Ramadan, a mandatory sunnah. Night prayer, tahajjud, giving a lot of sadaqah. ولكن تؤذي جارها باللسان, she harm her neighbor with her tongue. What he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا خير فيها هي في النار. There is no good in her whatsoever. She's in hellfire. No good. So, the one who doesn't have gentleness and easiness and handle matters in an easy way, in a gentle way, there's no khair in him, no good in him. Allah said in Quran to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ ولو كنت نعم أجزاكم الله خيرا أحسنتم بارك الله فيكم فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, had he been, would he been hard-hearted, the Sahaba would left him alone. لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِهِ Sahaba, Abu Bakr, Umar, everyone would have left him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But because of the mercy of Allah, he was easy, he was gentle with them. And here you understand that the cause of gentleness, what it is? Mercy is kindness. And the cause of harshness is a lack of kindness. So kindness, being kind and caring about the people and their well-being, it's one of the keys of good life. What Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, irhamu man fil ardi, yarhamkum man fil sama. Have mercy. Show mercy. Mercy the one on earth to show to mercy you the one on the heaven. You want a mercy? Mercy the people. Ar-rahimuna yarhamuhumullah. Those who mercy, Allah mercy. Ar-Rahman, the most gracious, mercy them. Al-jazaw min jinsi al-amal. The reward is based on your action. You are gentle with your wife. You are very kind. Ya akhi, you care about her feeling. Ya akhi, you care about her well-being, her life, her health. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy you. Likewise, your children. Akhi, consult with your wife, ya akhi. Ya akhi, be humble. Don't be arrogant. Ittaqillah. Don't be arrogant. Allah doesn't like arrogance. Someone, nobody can correct him. No, nobody. Someone who acts like he's a perfect. Ya akhi, sahaba, they present their opinions, their suggestions to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Messenger Muhammad, two times his heart was split. And hikmah and wisdom was clean, purified. The share of shaitan in the human body has been taken away, was washed physically. And then hikmah and wisdom and revelation and knowledge and fear, all that. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That messenger, the best of the creation, sahaba, sometimes they have some advices, they have some suggestions, some opinions. And he give up his own opinion, he take theirs. His wife, his sahaba, not one incident, not two, not three. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then who are we? Nobody can tell me, I'm the head, I'm the yani Amir. This is the reality of some brothers. Their wives cannot correct them. Their wives, they rather be silent, let alone the children. Nobody can say something, even question the father. Nobody. That's the whole house fear. The father come, everybody has to run, go under the bed. Wallahi, stress and problems and chaos. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. لا يا أخي. Allah command Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to consult with the people. وشاورهم في الأمر. Consult with them. Consult with them. May you may get better idea. وشاورهم في الأمر. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is required to consult with the people. Who else is not needed? Who else doesn't need to consult anyone? To consult with your children, with your son, with your daughter, especially those who grow ones. They are not like 2-year-old, 3-year-old, you make a decision for them. Somebody after age, after a certain time, he's a grown. You need to consult with him. To ask his view, her view. Naam. And the least to make them feel they can present their opinion to you. They feel comfortable. Your son, your daughter, let alone your wife, to say to your father, this is the way it is. And you are listening. But if you threaten the people, sometimes you may not verbally say it, but your action shows that nobody can tell you anything. What will happen? They keep it. They will not share with you anything. Later on, you may find what you find, and you say, why this happened? It's because you block. You threaten this person. You didn't encourage the person to share his opinion. So he took it back. He kept it. La, consult. No. Give a room to listen. Some of them, they tell me clearly they cannot listen. He can't listen to his wife. Why? Yeah, akhi, because you cannot listen. She blame me. So what, akhi, if she blame you? Subhanallah. Allah hears his servants saying, subhanallah, he has son, he has a daughter, wal-iyadu billah. Allah is still fearing them, caring about them, giving them everything they need, protecting them. Ma asbara min Allah. La ahad is more patient than Allah. Allahul Kareem. And you cannot listen because somebody is saying negative about you? Why? Are you perfect? So the brothers, the fathers, the husbands, all of us to fear Allah and to be kind to our wives and to listen to them and to help them. To listen our children. Especially with related to their future. Sometimes the father, the daughter, the son want to get married. You have to accept whoever I bring to you. Daughter, I find a man, marry. No word. You are not even consulting with, you want to take her life to somebody she doesn't know, she never saw. How is that happening? Islam is not even allowing. A woman cannot force to, daughter cannot, even her father cannot force to marry somebody. She has to accept that. How about somebody? The same thing, the boy, okay, my son, either curse on you or you accepted this woman. You new marry right now or you are not from, you will never inherit me. This is reality. Some parents, this is how they acting. This is life, is against Islam. Life of Islam, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah sent Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as what? As mercy. مَنْ تَوَادُعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَ. Whoever humble himself, Allah raises him. إِنَّ فِيكَ لَخَصْلَتَيْنُ يُحِبُّهُمَ الْحِلْمُ وَالْأَنَاهُ. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to one of the companions, you have two characteristics, Allah loves it. What are they? الْحِلْمُ. What's الْحِلْمُ? Forbearance. وَالْأَنَاهُ. Taking things in an easy way. Sometimes things take time. Take in an easy way. Do it, but do it in the right way. Even Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he make dua against the one who become responsible on something, in charge of something in Islam, and make people harsh. Allahumma wali amri, ummati, fashqa alayhim, fashquq alayhim. Oh Allah, whoever become in charge of my ummah, and he become harsh on them, be harsh on him. Dua, Messenger Muhammad making again is when someone is harsh to the people. So I advise and advise benefit the brothers, especially here the husbands, to be humble, listen to your wife, consult with her, listen to your children, accept their opinion if it's not against the deen, especially your wife. You are not on the same page. Give her a room, a chance to go to a third person. You both there, that person to listen from you. Some brothers, they don't even allow their wives to go to any person. If you go to your family, you divorce it, I'm telling you. Wallahi, she cannot go to some immoral person. She cannot go to student of knowledge. She cannot go to her family. She cannot go. How were you expecting? May you do that? Where is the Sahaba female companion used to come to the Prophet, complain about their husbands. I conclude with this issue. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Khayrukum li ahlihi." The best of you is the best to his family. MashaAllah, some brothers outside our houses, very welcome and smiling. Everybody, MashaAllah. Back home, the person is different. Face is different. Interaction is different. This is not, in Islam, is the opposite. If your family are okay with you, your wife loves you, and she likes you, she wish you be in the house to see you, to consult with you, to talk to you, to joke with you, to play with you. Your kids, they like you. Okay? Even if other people see the opposite, that's what's being considered. خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ. One time, a female came to the house of Prophet ﷺ, complained with their husband. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those are not the best of you. Those men are not the best of you. Women come to the house of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, complain about their husband. Those are not the best of you. So be good to your wife. Fi sabilillah. If there is misunderstanding, alhamdulillah, you cannot fix it. You cannot convince. Even when you want her to do something, what do you want to do? You want to tell her, do it as order, as command, or you want to convince her? Which one is better? To convince, akhi, if you want to sell your product to me, to buy from you something, what are you going to do? Akhi, mashallah, this product is good. If you go to the other store, you may not get it. How much cost it lasts? You make all kinds to convince me to buy from you. How if you say, take it or leave it? It's to you. Go wherever. Who customer you going to have? Why, when you wanna your wife accept your opinion, whatever you think is right, why you don't sell your product? Why you don't convince her? Why you don't try to make her understand it, instead of just telling this is the right thing, you either do or you leave it. Ya ikhwa, if the father and the husband and the wife are good, they have good, solid, their children are going to be good too, inshallah. If the father and mother have problem, the kids will have problem. And from the worst thing I hear it is when the father and mother have clashes and they make the kids involved. And each one wants the child to be team up with him, with her. Wallahi, some children, they're confused. What can I do? Father wants this, mother wants this. He cannot please both of them. He has to clash with one of them. Child is not accept, cannot bear to clash with mother, clash with father. Children should be innocent. They shouldn't involve this issue. Unless they are strong enough, old enough, knowledge enough to judge and to say the right way without disrespecting the parents. Even if the father wrong, the child should address the father in a good way. Not yelling, not raising. If the mother is wrong, the child wants advice, yes, but no, this is the mother again. He's different. If he cannot handle, he remain quiet. And he let other people. But again, the children not to involve the clash between husband and mother and father. To be out. Be with your mother. If you care about your mother, you care about. If you don't care about. The mother says the same thing. Be with your mother. Be with your father. Children, they love both of them. They need the care of both of them. They have right for it. But some parents know. They want to make the children involved and use the child as a weapon against the other one. Sometimes even bringing them to the court against their father, their mother. And we Muslims, la, how you think this child grow up? La, respect your mother. She is your mother. She has more right on you than me as a father. Respect your father. This is the children to have in a good. This is very important. If you want your life easy, inshallah, be easy to your wife, be easy to your children, but correct them. Be easy doesn't mean you ignore what they do of bad. You have to correct them. You have to advise them, but in a good way. In a way of convincing. In a way of giving them, alhamdulillah, يعني, happiness and joy. And they understand you are not commanding because it is you. You commanding because of their own interests. You command it because it's the right thing. We ask Allah al-Karim to rectify our affairs. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, barak al-Nabi Muhammad wa alayhi wa sahbihi ajma'in.